already.
Yes, I did.
Okay, we put the center on, please.
Number of your loyal supporters here, waiting to hear you say a few words tonight. I'd like to welcome you to Texas via this telephone hookup. We wish you could be here in person, but we understand why you can't be. But in any case, you've got lots of great people here that are solidly behind you and are going to give you the greatest margin anybody ever got in Texas to the present. But John, I just want to say that I regret too that I can't be there. And I'm glad to hear that applause in the background. I want you to know that as I look over the record of those who have been in the United States Senate over these past 4 years, there isn't one man in the United States Senate who has a stronger record or a better record than you, John Tower, have had in supporting what we've been trying to do for this country. And particularly when it comes to keeping America strong, when it comes to having peace with honor, when it comes to keeping our financial situation in a way that we won't have a tax increase, that we'll stop the increase in the welfare rolls. You've really been magnificent in every respect. I want you to know, and I want all the people in Texas to know, that I appreciate the support of the people of Texas, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. But I also want everybody down there to know that as I look forward to this next 4 years, that I have appreciated working with John Tower over the last 4 years, and I want the opportunity to work with you, John Tower, for the next 4 years, because I believe I am convinced that working together with your strong support as one of the major leaders in the United States Senate, we can do great things for this country. Just putting it very directly, Texas needs you in the Senate, America needs you in the Senate, I need you in the Senate, and I hope that on Election Day that we win together in the state of Texas, because it will be good for Texas and good for America. No doubt about it. Thank you very much.